This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs mayoral candidate Sally Clark is considering asking for a recount. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Clark placed third in last week's election behind Yemi Mobolade and Wayne Williams. Since no candidate received more than 50% of the vote, the city expects to hold a runoff in May between the top two candidates. That would be Mobolade with either Williams or Clark. Some 1,500 votes separate second and third place, not few enough for an automatic recount. Military, overseas, and cured ballots still have time to be added to the tally. Clark sent a letter to the city clerk's office Friday asking about the cost and process for officially requesting a recount. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
State and federal lawmakers are pushing to stop new oil shipments on Colorado railways. The Uinta Basin Railway would send billions of gallons of crude oil across the state. Standing next to a 55-gallon drum in Glenwood Canyon Friday, Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry said increasing petroleum freight along the Colorado River creates a high and unnecessary risk.
Contamination from heavy crude oils is severe and long-term. These highly toxic materials are extremely difficult to remove once they have spilled.
Proponents of the project say the oil would be shipped in a solid state, like a candle, making it less likely to spill. A record number of Coloradans enrolled in a health insurance plan for 2023. The state's insurance marketplace says 212,000 people are covered by health insurance for this year. Through another program, it also provides Coloradans who are undocumented an online platform to compare plans. For people not receiving financial help, the average monthly premium was about $400, hundreds more than for those who got financial assistance. This is CPR News and KRCC.